This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. I just had Rob Dew, the news director, come in and say, can you please tell everybody that it's personal, not personal, which is what Josh Earnest keeps saying as he's squirming in front of the reporters, asking, did you know that she deleted 30,000 emails? Did you know she had a private server? This guy is squirming. And, of course, I don't even know what a personal email is, but he's got a bit of a lisp. Rob Dew is kind of upset. I'm upset about a lot of aspects of this. And the thing I'm most upset about is the fact that, just as we've seen over and over again, throughout one administration, Republican and Democrat as the other, but especially in this administration, I don't think anything is going to happen to her whatsoever. Now, I want to take your phone calls on the issue of medical marijuana. I might take some of your phone calls. I want to cover some news before we go to our interview. It's going to be coming up in the one just before the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking to David Simpson. We'll have him for a short period of time. I want to take your calls on the subject of medical marijuana, and I want to cover some news before we do that. That number is 800-259-9231. Again, we're going to limit that to that subject of medical marijuana, but before we get to that subject, there's some other news, and of course, there's been a lot of news about this letter that was put together, sent to Iran by Republican senators, and as the New York Times points out, this was put together by a new senator, a Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas. He is the youngest member of the Senate. He's only 37 years old. He's been a senator for exactly 65 days, the New York Times points out. And he's a veteran. He served in Iraq in 2006. They say, while Mr. Paul and Mr. Cruz influenced the Tea Party and the libertarian wing of their party, Mr. Cotton personifies a wave of Republican newcomers to the Senate who back a hawkish interventionist foreign policy. And then, of course, you've got Mr. Neocon himself, Bill Kristol of the Weekly Standard, saying that he's ahead of the mainstream Republicans on foreign policy thinking. No, he's not. He is decades behind Republicans on foreign policy thinking. Republicans are waking up to the nonsense of perpetual warfare, and he's trying to bring us back there. Of course, Bill Kristol is the editor of Weekly Standard. And the way you spell that is W-E-A-K-L-Y, Weekly Standard. Now, Tom Cotton, who put that letter together and got the senators to sign it, is someone who basically saying, look, you know, Iran, once Obama leaves, we're going to rule as dictators as well. And so we're not going to honor any treaties or anything that were signed. So you just forget about this. But whether or not you agree with the content of this, the interesting thing about it was immediately after launching this effort, according to FirstLook.org, this is their headline, immediately after launching effort to scuttle Iran deal, Senator Tom Cotton goes to meet with defense contractors. Yes, within 24 hours, he went to an off-the-record and strictly non-attribution event with a National Defense Industrial Association. That's the lobbyist for the military-industrial complex. It's composed of the executives from the largest military contractors. And, of course, Cotton is auditioning for being the leader of the neocon, the neoconservative warmongering wing of the Republican Party, strongly advocating higher defense spending and a more aggressive foreign policy. Yes, that's exactly what we need. And if you want to know what's behind all of this kerfuffle about Iran and this treaty, is because they're trying to get a war going no matter what. Now, as I pointed out in the last hour, I was very happy to see Rand Paul call out Jeb Bush on his hypocrisy about medical marijuana. I'm not happy to see what Rand Paul is doing in terms of trying to court the neocon left. Reason points out that he wants to draw up new lines for Kurdistan and promise them a country. This is something he's not saying if they get their independence, we will recognize them. No, he's saying we need to literally remap the Middle East. And they point out at Reason, That didn't work too well for the British, and we're not going to be any better at it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls on medical marijuana, 800-259-9231.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, March 12, 2015. I'm David Knight, studio here in Austin. We're going to be talking to David Simpson, a Texas legislator who has put forth a novel bill to legalize medical marijuana, or legalize marijuana, period, not just medical marijuana. We're going to take your calls on medical marijuana, but David Simpson's approach is novel in the sense that it doesn't impose restrictive regulations or taxes. It doesn't create some kind of a spider web of regulations to entrap people. No, he takes the approach that it's something that God made, and God did not make a mistake, and we need to address the behavior of people separately from these particular things. And, of course, there's a constitutional argument to be made as well. We needed to have a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol. Everybody agreed that with that when they passed the 18th Amendment. When they passed the 21st Amendment to repeal that, everybody understood that the power to ban us owning, possessing, or using anything was never given to the federal government. And, of course, under the 9th and 10th Amendment, if we don't give them, under the 10th Amendment, the express power to do something, they don't have it. But, of course, they don't operate under that premise anymore. They now operate on the premise that they have all power, all of our rights belong to them, and we are periodically granted privileges and exemptions. But that's not the way that it was. And we have two of about 10% of the amendments practically pointing out that they don't have the authority to ban anything like alcohol or marijuana or any of the other drugs. They simply don't have the constitutional authority to do it. But we need to walk this back however we can. I really applaud him on his effort. And it's very important because he makes a statement, an argument from a conservative Christian standpoint. And so that's something we all need to understand so we can talk to that group of people who are the biggest cheerleaders, the biggest supporters of this failed war on drugs. Before I go to your calls, though, I want to let you know that we have DNA Force on special for the first time. It's a big discount, 30% off, unprecedented. Our competitors are already 2 to 3 times the price that we charge. Some are charging up to $600 for similar formulas. But right now at InfoWarsLife.com, you can get DNA Force at 30% off, under $100 for the first time ever. That's 30% off on DNA Force at InfoWarsLife.com. I want to take your calls. He's going to be joining us just before the bottom of the hour, David Simpson is, to talk about his bill. And I want to get your phone calls before and after on the topic of medical marijuana. Again, that number is 800-259-9231. Let's go first to Dr. Kelly in California. Go ahead, Dr.
Hey, David Knight. It's great to talk to you. Thank you for fighting a good fight. And I just wanted to talk about it's neuroprotective, it's cardioprotective. It is, meaning protects the heart and the mind. It is anti-cancer. The United States government has known this since 1942. They have the ability to isolate it, to concentrate it, to purify it, and to create what they call, in their own words, hashish. And they knew that it was anti-cancer in 1942. That's Dr. Adams. And in the Trends for Pharmacological Sciences, there's a beautiful pie chart that shows the differences between the CBD, the cannabidiol, the non-psychotropic properties, and the THC. And I'd love to either be on the show or have you get somebody there from ASA, Americans for Safe Access.
Oh, absolutely. And, make sure you give the your phone number to John Harmon. Hang on after we're finished talking because you sound very informed. Yeah, people need to understand that there is a corporate agenda behind this. You just talked about the pharmaceutical competition, the fact that we have pharmaceutical companies that don't like the competition from something that is safe, effective, and that they don't own. But, of course, there was a lot of competition also in the with hemp. Against the cotton and textile industry and many different industries. And so they shut that down to a large degree to protect entrenched big business. But there's also a UN agenda to try to control the population with this war on drugs. As I point out, that started in 1961. So there's a lot of different aspects to this war on drugs, especially to marijuana. Marijuana is the one that is very easy for people to understand because it is so powerful medicinally. Thank you. Was there anything else you wanted to say, Dr. Kelly? You're very informed.
Yeah, I just wanted to briefly touch on that. Fortunately, I will be getting to volunteer at the Truth Tour where Dr. Billy DeMoss is going to be hosting. Alex will be there. Anthony will be there. Dr. Group will be there. And so it will be a fascinating, amazing time to be alive in this world, as Uncle Ronnie used to say when I thought he was a good guy.
Yeah,
and,
you and me both.
I'm so stoked to hear that you guys are discussing this and that it's on a national and a worldwide level. And Europe didn't come along and get their patent until 1991. But the reason that the pharmaceutical industry is so against this, and thank you for this little bit of forum here, is that you can't have diabetes, you can't have psoriasis, you can't have pain, you can't have bacteria, you can't have anxiety, you can't have psychosis, you can't have any of these horrible, awful conditions in the body that has adequate levels of the CBDs in it. And again, it's non-psychotropic, it's from the industrial hemp, and so that has an amazing twofold set of properties to it, to where it is a food, it is a fuel, it is a textile, it is a paint, it is paper, it is You know, it's really incredible. And then going back to Genesis, God created the sprouting green grass 3 days before the cow came onto the planet, and then he created man, and of course woman, well, she came last because she talks the most. And thank you so much for everything that you're doing. I'm super stoked to have gotten to talk with you today. And
well, thank you. Yeah, give the screeners your contact information, and we'll talk to you further about that. Thank you so much for giving us that information. And of course, people ought to ask, what's going on with this when we have something that there's so much evidence that it's safe and it's effective, but of course nobody can make money off of it unless there's a black market, because it's very easy to grow. It grows like a weed, as they say. So the pharmaceutical companies can't patent this and charge exorbitant prices on this. And when you look at something like hemp, you understand that hemp doesn't have THC in it, doesn't have any psychoactive properties in it. So why would they ban hemp? Well, clearly it is to try to protect industry. So when you start to see that there's an economic aspect to it, and then you look at this, how effective it is medically, and then look at what the pharmaceutical companies are doing. They want to take away our informed consent and violate the Nuremberg Code, saying that they can inject us with whatever they deem to be necessary at any given time. We should be very, very concerned about this. This isn't something that they're just doing if you want to go into school. I could deal with that easily enough, but that's not the way that this rolls out. I could take my kids out of school. As a matter of fact, I never put my kids in school. I always homeschool them. My wife was a teacher. We knew what that was about. She and I had gone through the schools. I would do anything to keep my kids out of the schools. And of course, if I've got to have a vaccine to put them in, that doesn't really affect me. But they're not going to leave it there. They're going to come to your home. They're going to come into your home. They're going to force you as an adult to take these vaccines, because it's in the financial interest of the pharmaceutical companies, who are granted immunity from vaccines. Why do you think they're showing up? Why do you think vaccines are showing up for everything? Everything is going to be treated now with a quote-unquote vaccine. Well, it's because they have absolutely no product liability for it if they call it a vaccine. That was set up by Ronald Reagan in 1986. He took away their liability, and that's why you see vaccines everywhere. Let's go quickly to Jason in West Virginia. Jason.
Yeah, Dave, I just want to say thanks a lot for sitting in for Alex, man. You guys are awesome. I also want to say that I am awake, and I am waking others out here in West Virginia to what was going on. Up until 2 years ago, I was in the trance that Alex talks about, sitting on the couch, watching TV all day, listening, pro-government. Yes, Alex opened my eyes, and I am running around like a madman on fire for Christ, out here telling everybody, exposing this crap that they're trying to give us vaccine for kids. And it just makes no sense. They need to go down. They need to be exposed, and this needs to come out. And I think this is a work of God, putting you guys together to get the voice out, to wake America up.
Well, thank you. And that's what is needed. We try to give you ammunition. We try to give you talking points. We try to educate you about where the studies are that show that fluoride is harmful, that show that that cannabis can be effective, that talk about the dangers to not only our health, but to our civil liberties, to allow them to mandate any kind of medical treatment. And that's one of the big issues I have with fluoride. The fact that you would dump it into the water supply. I mean, we look at the dosages that are allowed. The municipalities are doing it at 2 to 4 times the level that they've seen in the UK just a couple of weeks ago will dramatically affect the thyroid. And, of course, the EPA allows it at 10 times the level that will affect the thyroid. But it's not just the thyroid. We see that it affects people's IQ, children's IQ especially. We see that it also affects ADHD. That was a study that just came out a couple of days ago that we talked about in depth yesterday. And so we have to understand that when you're even talking about these levels, that's not the level that you're getting necessarily when you drink the water. Are we going to have, what kind of dosage are we going to have for adults versus a young child? You can't control for dosage if you dump it in the water. If fluoride were safe and effective, you still wouldn't want to dump it in the water. Some people are going to get too little if it's effective and necessary. Some people are going to get way too much. One dose does not fit all with any medication. So that right there should set off alarms and flags that something is wrong about this fluoridation program. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to be talking to David Simpson, who introduced the bill to take marijuana out of the legal code here in Texas. And then right after, we're going to go back to your calls. That number is 800-259-9231, and we're going to be taking those calls on medical marijuana. Stay with us.
And more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body. And there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back. All in as little as 4 weeks with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at diabetesfree88.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at diabetesfree88.com. Reverse your diabetes today at diabetesfree88.com. That's diabetesfree88.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host.
And it's
Bloomberg Politics had this headline: Texas Republican mounts pro-marijuana campaign Bible in hand. Who is this Texas Republican? Well, it's David Simpson. We've talked to him before with his bills to try to stop the TSA from sexually molesting us, especially our children, especially our children. Unfortunately, that didn't pass. He gave it a valiant try twice. It was shut down by the lieutenant governor before it got through the Senate. David Simpson got elected to the state house in Texas in 2010, defeating a seven-term incumbent by running on a platform of defending the Constitution. This is from his biography on his website. In his first session, he earned the Taxpayer Champion Award from Texans for Fiscal Responsibility, Freshman of the Year Award from Young Conservatives of Texas. He has deep roots in Texas. He's a seventh-generation Texan, and he's been married for 28 years with seven children and two grandchildren. He comes at this with a Christian perspective, and that's why I really wanted to have him on. Also, the approach that he takes in the bill that he just put before the Texas legislature is different from the approaches that we've seen in the states that have legalized it. But I want him to come on and talk about his perspective, because the biggest cheerleaders, unfortunately, for drug prohibition are the Christians, and they need to hear David Simpson's perspective on this. Joining us now is David Simpson, Texas Representative. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Simpson.
Well, it's a delight to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you, and thank you for putting this. Thank you for your work. I tell you what, if people want to know who the heir to Ron Paul is, it's this guy. This guy is my hero. I tell you, talk to us about the about what you would do with medical marijuana. What's your approach? What would you say to Christians who want to use the hammer of government, who see everything as a nail that needs to be hit down with force?
Well, I like to focus on the proper role of government. And you can just go right to Romans 13, and it talks about how God gave the civil magistrate the sword. And that sword is an image of force that can prod, it can punish. Its duty is to punish the wrongdoer. But it's interesting, it's not every wrongdoing. The commandments that the Apostle Paul focuses on in the middle of the chapter after talking about the magistrate's role are the second table of the law, not murdering, not stealing, not the bearing false witness, or even planning to do so. That's the role of the civil magistrate, is to punish the wrongdoer who harms his neighbor, taking away his life, liberty, or property. And it doesn't touch the first table of the law. That's the first thing. We don't want the civil government telling us how and when to worship and who to worship. That's something that must be, we must follow as individuals according to our conscience and led captive, hopefully, by the Word of God. The other thing I'd focus on with respect to marijuana is that, you start with a world that God created good, and including all its plants. And some people misinterpreted my statement about that, but you have to start there. Certainly, good things that God made can be abused, but in 1 Timothy 4:4, it says that everything is to be received if it can be done so with thanksgiving, and that would assume faith. And so what led me to repeal all the prohibitions for punishing people for possessing or cultivating or selling marijuana is we shouldn't ban a plant God made. We should focus on irresponsible actions that harm our neighbor. If you haven't harmed your neighbor, then the punishment, the government shouldn't be involved. Now, do our neighbors need help if they abuse something? Perhaps, but I don't think it's a sword. I think it's a loving, faithful approach. But those are some of the things.
Yes.
Not only make things
I just talked to a former prosecutor last week. We talked to Jim Gearock with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. That's an organization of former prosecutors, former police officers, some of them still active, but most of them are retired. They don't want to see prohibition. They understand how it's counterproductive. They understand how it destroys our liberties. It corrupts government. They've seen that happen. And Jim Gearock is at the United Nations this week trying to get them to change their focus, attacking this at the top level, trying to get them to change their focus from law enforcement to recognizing that it's a medical issue. And as Christians, we ought to recognize that it's a spiritual issue. But we're going to come back, and I want to talk to, right after the break, I want to talk to David Simpson about how differently he would unregulate marijuana as opposed to the way they've done it out west in the states where they've passed initiatives, heavily regulating it, heavily taxing it, creating a web of entrapment for people. David Simpson's bill would not do that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Listen, baby.
He aligns himself with the truth. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're talking to David Simpson, a Texas representative who has just introduced some legislation that would remove marijuana from the Texas legal code completely. And we're talking to him about the implications of that. I wanted to have him on especially because he addresses Christian issues. And as David Simpson was pointing out in the last segment, and as he wrote in an op-ed piece for the Dallas Morning News, he said the Bible warns about excessive drinking, eating, and sleeping, but it doesn't ban eating, drinking, and sleeping, or the substances or conditions associated with eating, drinking, and sleeping. So you can do that excessively, but it doesn't ban those things. He said there is a place for prohibition. There is a place for prohibition that's prohibiting aggression. And he was just talking about Romans 13. Certainly, as conservative Republicans, conservative Christian Republicans, the main supporters of the war on drugs need to understand they ought to instantly be revulsed by this because of just what happens with private property. Look at civil asset forfeiture, where you're not charged with a crime, you're not convicted of a crime, they charge your property with the crime, and they confiscate your property. See, that's the kind of destruction of due process that happens under prohibition. And, of course, the mandatory minimums, locking people up for nonviolent crimes for very long periods of time where there's no discretion for the fact that they were nonviolent, that this is their first offense. No, just lock them up. We have a story that's breaking today, Mr. Simpson, on a father who is facing 20 years in prison for treating his daughter's cancer with cannabis oil. Can you speak to that? You have some constituents in your area that are struggling with health issues that they find cannabis helping them with. It's an issue of compassion. Can't we as Christians have compassion on other people?
Well, we should, and especially our closest neighbor that is that God temporarily entrusted to us, our children. And that's really what led me to file the bill at this time, because I know and there are numerous families that have sought to help their children. Some have means, some that don't. The ones that have tried Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic, MD Anderson, all the pharmaceuticals, which have tremendous side effects, without any help to their precious daughter, who has 15 to 20 seizures a day. In desperation, this one family went to Colorado, and she went 2 weeks after taking the cannabis oil without any seizures. So they're faced with uprooting their family, taking a new job, or becoming criminals and smuggling the product here in Texas. And they shouldn't be faced with that kind of choice. As long as you're not harming your neighbor, the government shouldn't be getting in the way.
Absolutely. I know of a case that goes back to California. One of the things that first woke me up was a case of a libertarian, Peter McWilliams, and he was struggling with AIDS. He was on chemotherapy like cancer patients. He could not control his nausea, and he was very public. He was a writer. He was very public about how helpful cannabis was for controlling that, and they came after him to make him an example, and the judge ordered him not to use it, but he continued to use it, and he talked about the fact that he was going to use it because he was not going to, you know, that was the only thing that would help him. And the judge locked him up in jail where he so that he couldn't get access to it. And Mr. Simpson, he choked to death on his own vomit in jail. That's the that's the results of these kind of laws.
Well, they're unnecessary. They are not compassionate. And it's time that we recognize as conservatives that we need to get the government out of health care. And if there's a natural plant that God made that can be used responsibly, we ought to have access to it. And you shouldn't be a criminal or fear being a criminal for using it. And that is just wrong. This is supposed to be Texas. This is supposed to be the land of the free.
Yes.
And we need to move. And I think most people recognize that this is what we should do, but they're just fearful. And but I think we need to move forward with it, and my colleagues, I'm hopeful that they'll recognize that as well.
And we see this being pushed back. You know, this is something, and this is something else that ought to speak to the conservative Republicans who tend to support the war on drugs. They need to understand that this has its roots as a UN agenda in 1961, 10 years before Nixon declared a war on drugs. They laid out the blueprint for how they were going to do this, even coming up with the four different schedules. And that's why the UN has weighed in on these states out west that have legalized recreational use of marijuana. Mr. Simpson, we have bills now that have been introduced in the Senate as well as in the House on marijuana. The Senate has just introduced a medical marijuana bill. It has Rand Paul on the Republican side. And on the Democrat side, we have Cory Booker and Kirsten Gillibrand, who have sponsored a bill on medical marijuana. People are waking up to the absurdity of drug prohibition, especially when it comes to marijuana.
I'm thankful for that, and we need that because one of the concerns about the other bill that is in the Texas House now for medical marijuana, it not only creates a bureaucracy similar to the ATF in a sense, but it also creates a registry. And unless we move the federal prohibition, it would, if you're on that registry and we have a change in policies and they start prosecuting those who use marijuana medicinally, that'll be evidence of it. And that's what makes the bill that I have different, is that it basically just says this is the limited government personal responsibility approach to marijuana. It doesn't mean that, you know, if you do something irresponsible, you're still responsible for that, whether it be on the road because of marijuana or cough syrup or alcohol, or just not sleeping enough and just staying awake for 30 hours on caffeine. You're still responsible. It wouldn't change those offenses. But as far as marijuana, we just need to repeal it and start with a clean slate.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I pointed out earlier in the show, we had alcohol prohibition, and they had to pass the Volstead Act. They had to give us the 18th Amendment to the Constitution because the federal government doesn't have any authority to prohibit anything that we use or put in our bodies. So they had have a constitutional amendment for alcohol. They had another one to take it out. How do we get to the point where no one in Washington pays any attention to the Constitution? That's what people need to start asking themselves. It's evidence that they feel that they're not bound to the Constitution that they take oath to, that they say gives them their authority. But I want to go to the medical aspect of it now. Your bill does not just address the medical aspect of it. Tell us how, before we get to that, tell us how your bill would address this. You said that it would address it essentially the same as tomatoes and jalapenos. You'd regulate it in the same way.
Well, it would be able to be taxed, but just like any other agricultural product or fruit from it, and it wouldn't be a sin tax. It can be used responsibly. I wouldn't want to tax it like we've done to tobacco. I just want to allow people to grow it, to sell it, and there's cannabis that makes other products that have low THC. It's called hemp, and that's been banned along with the higher forms of cannabis, marijuana, for over about 100 years. And one of the most strongest fibers, it produces about four times as much fiber as pine trees per acre. It can be used for rope. Our founding documents were printed on hemp. And so as far as marijuana used medicinally, it would just be allowed for people to grow it themselves. They could and wouldn't they have to go to Big Pharma and say, Mother, may I, and suffer with tremendous side effects that so many of these other drugs that are intended to help with seizures and relieve pain.
And I think that's what people need to understand, is that when they see something like hemp that doesn't have any psychoactive properties, and when they see that banned, they need to understand that there is an economic competition aspect to this. This isn't simply about drug addiction. This is not reefer madness. This is one big industry that has political clout trying to shut down another industry that basically has a product that grows freely and is not owned by anybody. And that's a large part of the origin of these prohibition laws against marijuana.
I think that is correct. And we just need to return to the basics. We always look to government to be our savior. What we need to do is focus on self-government, family government, church government, and just recognize this good plan that God has made, and let's use it responsibly to help our neighbors, to help ourselves, and to make good products with it.
Absolutely. I want to go to some of the medical issues, too. I want to address this. And I understand that, you know, it's important for people to know that your bill is not simply legalizing medical marijuana, but I think it helps people to understand that it is should not, first of all, be a Schedule I drug. Even if we're going to try to maintain this unconstitutional, illegal UN framework for drug prohibition, marijuana doesn't belong as a Schedule I drug. And, of course, 80% of the people who are locked up because of marijuana under the war on drugs. But, of course, I've got a story here, and there's many of these. An elderly man with terminal cancer walks out of hospice His cancer came back a second time. The pharmaceuticals were not giving him any help. He started treating it with cannabis oil. He walks out. As I mentioned earlier, we've got now a father who's trying to do the same thing for his daughter, facing 20 years in prison because he tried to treat his daughter with cannabis oil. When you were talking about the people in your jurisdiction, the ones who were the children who were having these uncontrolled seizures, you mentioned something about one of the children had been damaged by vaccines. Is that correct?
That's right. The first person I alluded to in the earlier segment comes from a wealthy family and was flown all around the country and has tried all the pharmaceuticals. This other family that I often refer to, and they're not the only ones, but they come to mind because they show the other end of the spectrum. This is a 31-year-old who's fed with a tube, and he has had epilepsy all his life. And he had an identical twin brother. He had a vaccine from another lot. Everybody in his lot died for him. And he suffered with these seizures ever since then, and his parents were lovingly taking care of him. And they don't have the ability to just fly him everywhere. And, you know, the only way they can try the cannabis oil that's been so effective for the other constituent would be to just basically don't move. It would be very extraordinary for them to take their son there. So the other usefulness of it is our veteran. Mm-hmm. He's suffering from PTSD. We have 22 that we know of veterans per day committing suicide because of the difficulties of living with what they've gone through. And this is a natural plant that they can use to help calm them and treat some of these symptoms, and that doesn't cost a lot. And we shouldn't have to just resort to government-approved medicine. We should have the right, and we should have a conscience that would demand that we have the least side effects. And if you compare marijuana side effects to the pharmaceutical products, they don't even compare. There's very limited side effects compared.
Oh, absolutely. I had a relative, and they were tested for glaucoma, and they said, well, you don't have it yet, but you're trending high. And so I went back and I researched, well, what would they do if they had glaucoma? And when you look at the American Ophthalmology Society's website, they talk about the different medications, and you look at the side effects. They were horrific. But they had one section there, Mr. Simpson, about treating it with cannabis. And you know what the side effects were? Euphoria and increased appetite. Those were the side effects.
Wow.
And they said, wow, the problem with it is that we haven't run the test. Why don't they run the test? Well, because nobody's going to make any money off of running the test. We haven't run the test, so we don't know how much you should medicate. So the biggest risk is that you may under-medicate with this. That was it. You may under-medicate, and the symptoms are euphoria and increased appetite. But I want to go back to this case of this child who's suffering from seizures, because we just had a report that came out of Charlotte. The news media picked that up, of a child who has been compensated by the federal vaccine court. And her case was very much like the one that you were talking about. This is a child who was damaged by vaccines at 3 months, and she went before because pharmaceutical companies have no liability for vaccines. That was removed from them, and so now, I don't know if you're familiar with this, many people don't know about the vaccine court, the fact that we have a federal vaccine court, because you can't sue for damages, but they will give you some benefits for this. She got $2 million and $250,000 a year for life, and of course, none of that gives her any compensation for pain and suffering. That is just for her health care. She could be medicated probably, perhaps, I don't know. Sounds like a similar situation, but it certainly would be worth a try to medicate her on medical marijuana. Maybe it wouldn't cost $250,000 a year.
Well, that's right, and they want to do that. They want to try that. They actually could have pursued that remedy, and the mother of this son did share with me that they just chose not to. Mm-hmm. To pursue that. And anyway, it's just unfortunate and a tragedy that government is standing in the way of loving, caring parents taking care of their children that can bang their head on a desk or the floor or a wall at any time. And we need to really be consistent in our conservative principles. And we don't need not only the Affordable Care Act, which is not affordable, just need to be left alone, unless we're not harming our neighbors, be able to use a plant like this for good to help our neighbors and ourselves.
Absolutely. You talk about the Affordable Health Care Act, where they mandated insurance to help the insurance companies. They're going to be mandating vaccines. We see bills throughout the country, 29 different states. I know we have it here in Texas. So really quickly, before we have to let you go, what's your response to the bills in Texas that would come after the people who are concerned about vaccines, essentially removing our ability to have informed consent?
Oh, I oppose those, and there is a great movement towards that. We need to have the option, the conscientious objection, or just we don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, you know, say, well, that's going to harm the rest of the population. Well, I say, well, it may harm someone who doesn't take it. But how's it gonna, if yours is so effective, it shouldn't affect you. So why not let us opt out?
Absolutely.
The government shouldn't be telling us what to put in our bodies, especially our children. I oppose the mandated vaccines and the lists created from them.
Yes, yes. Tracking people, again, like you're talking about possibly tracking people with this other bill that would legalize medical marijuana, setting up a registry to track people. That is something we should all be very concerned about. And, of course, Mr. Simpson, when we look at these bills that would take away our informed consent, that was one of the cornerstones that came out of the Nuremberg trials. That was the Nuremberg Code saying the way you stop these kind of abuses that we saw under the Nazis is to make informed consent paramount. And yet that's precisely what they want to take away from us now. And I find it amazing that the people who want to take away our informed consent are many people from the left who are pro-abortion and say that they support abortion because of its privacy. I hear the music. I'm sorry we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. What can people do to help?
Well, they can pray for me and for the cause. Use their freedom responsibly and contact their representative, senator, and the leadership of the state in favor of House Bill 2165.
2165. Thank you so much, David Simpson, and that's davidsimpson.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill. Only at slingbow.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We were just talking in the last segment to David Simpson, Texas representative, who has introduced a bill that would not bring a massive regulation and taxation to marijuana. It would decriminalize marijuana in all respects. It would treat it for what it is, a very effective plant that God has given us. And he has taken this appeal. He said he normally doesn't talk about his faith, but in this particular instance, because so many people who support the war on drugs, and of course, marijuana is 80% of that, the people who support the war on drugs are typically conservative Christians. And so he wanted to speak to them in a way. And I hope that even if you're not a Christian, that you understand a way that you can talk to Christians, talk to them about compassion, talk to them about the fact that government is simply force. It is a hammer. And it sees everything as a nail. And this is not a problem that can be fixed by force. This has corrupted our government. It has destroyed our due process. And it is withholding from people medicine that is very effective. And we need to stop it. We need to roll prohibition back right now. I'm going to go back to your calls real quickly before we do. We have DNA Force that is on sale at InfoWarsLife.com. It has an unprecedented discount right now of 30%. That's less than $100 for the first time ever. Many people charge 2 to 3 times the price we normally do, some charging up to $600 for this. But right now you can get it under $100 for the first time, 30% off. That's DNA Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Now we go back to your calls. We've got J.D. Slim, Lauren, Damian, and Ted. I'm going to try to get to everybody. We'll go into overdrive if we don't get to everybody. Let's go to J.D. in California. J.D.
Yeah, David. Yeah, I'm a medical marijuana patient, devout Christian, and I just can't stand how, you know, these people who believe that they're Christians and they take the Bible seriously, but they miss the very first page of the Bible in Genesis, where it says God gives all seed-bearing fruits and herbs for man to use.
Yes. Yes, that's one of the points that David Simpson made in his editorial that went into the Dallas Morning News. Yes, good point. And you know, what about compassion? What about having compassion for your neighbors in prison? I mean, if Jesus criticized people for not visiting people in prison, for not giving them food, for water, what does he think about people who clamor for nonviolent persons to be locked up in a box, locked up in prison?
Simply trying to treat their child who is in complete misery on their deathbed. Or even have the chance at, you know, saving their child's life with this medicine.
Absolutely. What do you use it for? You said you're a medical marijuana patient.
I have chronic pain from I broke my back on a mountain bike. But that's another thing I wanted to bring up with you guys is your health products. I just want everyone to know if there's anyone out there suffering from chronic pain, I've been using the Supermel Vitality, the B12, and the X2 and Ace and Iodine. And it has got me in the best shape of my life. I feel the best I've ever felt. I'm actually, because of those products, I'm in the process of getting myself off of opiates.
Oh, that's great. That's great. You know, it's just, we are so starved for nutrition, for whole food in this country, especially. And people are starting to wake up to that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, JD in California. Let's go to Slim in Canada. Slim.
Hello, Mr. Knight.
Hey, go ahead.
How are you doing?
Doing good.
That's good. I'm talking about marijuana. I mean, the simple argument, I've done a few debates in high school and in university regarding this issue. And I mean, it's the simple debate regarding this, as opposed to things that are illegal, you know, compared to this, that's illegal, considered illegal. I mean, look how many people have died from alcohol related. Look at how many people have died from tobacco. I mean, every day, I believe it's what, on every hour, someone dies with respect to tobacco related.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You always hear, every year, you hear all these kids who go away to college and they die of an overdose at a drinking party at a fraternity. People don't die from an overdose of medical marijuana. Stay with us. I'll take 4 of your calls. Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.